Yoga means you connect. Yoga comes from the root word yuj. Yuj means to connect. We have to connect. Connect to something is called as yoga. Small babies, they hold on to the mother's hand and they are free to move around. They move around in the fair as long as they know they are connected to the mother's hand. In the cow, in the farm, it's a rope is put around the neck and it's tethered to the ground. And depending on the length of the rope, it grazes in that area. Depending on the, it is connected to one place and it is moves around freely. And the dogs, if you are taking dogs for a walk, if the dog becomes unruly, you pull the leash. You reduce the degree of freedom. Degree of freedom, we have to connect. The word Garuda, Garuda means Ga, Ga means Gamana. You have to go out in your life and also Ruda, Ruda means you have to connect. Ruda, you have to connect to one point, then go out. You have to celebrate your life, go out, enjoy, but you should know where to come back. In the post office, if you are sending a registered letter, they say from address. You should write the from address where you are sending. When the letter doesn't get delivered, you should know where to come back. In our life also, we should know when to come back, where to come back. This life is not a carefree life. You have to connect yourself. And the prana means to connect. You have to connect yourself. The manomaya kosha doesn't allow us to go out. Go, because of the heaviness, manomaya kosha puts a lid on us. It is not allowing us to expand. It is not allowing us to go further in our life. We have to enrich the manomaya kosha. How? The Garuda, we can go out. Because in the scriptures they talk about our length of the leash is very small. Length of the leash we have is very small and we are confined to small area. Everyone is having their own the anchor to certain point. Yoga says you explore the whole world. Everyone has their own, revolves around their own world with a small leash. Our leash is very small. We graze around our own same work, same routine. Our length of the leash is very small. We have no, the length of the leash, degree of freedom is very limited. Why our length of the leash is very small? Our activities are selfish. As our activities are becoming more and more selfish, self-centered, our length of the leash also reduces. And we don't need long leash if you are only leading a life for yourself. In the government gives the grant for any project. If I do not use the grant money, next year my grant amount will be reduced because you are not using. God, He reduces the length of the leash as we are leading the life for ourselves. When you start leading a life for others, working for the welfare of the society, other beings, your length of the leash increases. Degree of freedom in your life increases. Degree of freedom increases. When the length of the leash reduces, life is fraught with stress, anxiety, complaining, and no joy in the life. But as the length of the leash increases, you start experiencing the joy in your life, happiness in your life, contentment in your life, as you start giving back to the society. Length of the leash increases. The holding on to prana, prana means na, na means strength. What gives the prana to you when you are doing the extras, doing the work for others, living for others, length of the leash increases, your vyana increases. Vyana means distribution energy. Your aura increases. The range where you can grace increases. Like in the winter months, many people, arthritic condition, joint pain is there. Nutrients are not properly distributed, resulting in arthritic condition. If I am, my length of the leash is very small, leading a selfish life, I may be very prosperous. I may be very wealthy, but it is like arthritis in the community. It is a pain points in the body and in the community also disharmony. They will be thinking this is such a rich person not doing anything. That person won't be respected in the society also. Like arthritic, in the, if nutrients are not properly distributed, it gives out lot of the problem, psychosomatic diseases. What it is saying that if you want to have a Garuda principle in you, Garuda is the one, Vainateyascha Pakshinam, yesterday we talked about, if you want to scale to the great heights in your life, you should have vision, broaden your vision by leading a life for others also. Your vision in your life increases. In the pranayama, in the pranayama, ayama means expansion. The purpose of yoga, yoga says ayama, you have to expand in your life. You have to become, you have to unfold your personality. You have to blossom your personality. The name itself says pranayama, ayama, expand in your life. Celebrate your life. The pranayama, the two nostrils, right nostril and left nostril. Right nostril is connected to sympathetic nervous system. And left nostril is connected to parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system makes us to go out, gives us boost of energy. The right nostril, it is called as pingala, gives us the energy to go out. And that person can go out, but becomes, doesn't know the address properly, can become anxious, stressful, unsettled. And left nostril, ida, it is called as ida, it is ida nadi, it makes, pulls the personality down, makes the personality down, grounded, but at the same time, too much of ida, that person becomes lethargic. Can become lethargic. The left nostril is a parasympathetic nervous system, and the too much of activity, that person becomes very dull. Too much on the sympathetic, that person becomes very unsettled in the life. So we need both sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. We need parasympathetic and sympathetic. We want to be dynamic at grounded. Too much dynamic, but do not know where to connect. That person will become like a dog off the leash, unsettled, and starts roaming without knowing where to go. You need both ida and pingala. Ida, it's like anchors your personality. Pingala allows you to discover the freedom in your own limited way. We do not have full freedom. Full freedom, one who has the full freedom is only the God. We have limited freedom. Within the limited freedom, you understand your limitation. You understand your limitation, to understand the limitation and play the, celebrate the game. You need to, pingala also, we have the Prashnopanishad that talks about 727.2 million nadis are there. Nadis are there, Ida and Pingala. The core of that one along the central nervous system, Ida and Pingala are there, main nadis. Pida, they go around like a helical shape around the Sushumna Nadi, central nervous system. As you are grounded and you are going grounded, connected within, and you are expanding the Pingala, the bandwidth reduces, which enriches, makes the prana to go through the Sushumna Nadi. When the prana starts going through the Sushumna Nadi, Manomaya Kosha unlocks you. Energy has to go in a right channel. How the energy goes in, I talked about last week also, Swadhyaya, reflecting on the scriptures and associating with an inspired person, makes the energy to go through the Sushumna Nadi. Manomaya Kosha opens up to the Vijnanamaya Kosha. Vijnanamaya Kosha leading to happiness in our life. And carefree life is not the purpose. It is a democratic country. You can do whatever you want. It is not whatever you want. Carefree life leads to careless. Careless life leading to your own destruction. You need to have discipline in your life. Whether you have everything in abundance, you are a multi-billionaire, but still you need to have your routine. You can't lead a careless life. We have seen people have destroyed themselves. You have to have a regularity in your life. That regularity is called as niyama. You need to have niyama. Observe the first thing what you do, second thing in your life. You may have everything in your life to experience the freedom in your life. Discover the limitation. Discover niyama. We had to follow the niyama. And in Bhagavad Gita, Bhogeshwarya Prasaktanam. What is that one? Apaharta Chetasa. Bhogeshwarya Asaktanam. Paya aprata aparata chetasam. Then what is that? No, Bhogeshwarya prasaktanam paya aparata chetasam. Your mind samadhau na vichalyate. Samadhau, when the mind, there is no discipline, that person cannot attain samadhau na vichalyate. There is no samadhi for that person. There is no calmness in the mind. Bhogeshwarya prasaktanam ta aparta chetasam. There is no mind. There is no discipline. Mind has been robbed off. I am leading a life, reckless life, leading to that person cannot find peace in that, happiness in the in life. There is no tranquility, and for that Sri Krishna talks about you should have a discipline. You may have a very well settled and multi-billionaire and lot of money, but still you should have a niyama in your life. And in Mahabharata it talks about Yudhishthira, now you have become a king, everything in your disposal. He said, everything, whole country is in my disposal. But all I need is about 3 feet wide cot and 6 feet length cot and 3 morsels of food. That's all. I may have everything, but only that much. That is the secret of health. It is talking about Garuda. If you want to exploit the world, if you look at the great success in the business world also, those who are so successful corporate heads, even that chief, the founder, very disciplined life, with the yoga instills discipline in our life. It brings in niyama in our life. Without niyama, if you are off the hook, you won't know where to come back. Never go off the hook. Connect your tradition. Connect your culture. That gives the anchor point. When you are connected, then go out. You know where you are connected, then go out, explore and exploit the world.